audience, welcome back to Mostly Balanced with Mia and Carly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Hope you had great Thanksgivings.
Yes, happy almost December. I can't believe we only have 1 month left of the year.
This time just like creeps right up on me. I feel my anniversary is on Saturday. Yes. I cannot believe I got married a year ago. I'm already in the holiday spirit. The tree's up. So many exciting things. I love December.
Yeah, your tree looks so good. And I feel like your wedding, it's one of those things where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it was a year ago. But then also it feels like it was like another lifetime. It feels so right. Long ago at the same time.
A lot has happened this year. I think that makes it both feel really fast that so many things have happened, but also like can't believe all of this happened in 1 year.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what are you doing for your anniversary?
I think Dan got us a reservation at Missy.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I think it is that plan because we got married at Brooklyn Winery, and Brooklyn Winery, we were one of the last weddings they were ever going to have at that original location because they closed that down to open up a bigger space, and the bigger space has a dedicated restaurant, which is one of the reasons we chose Brooklyn Winery because the food is so great. So I thought it would be cute to go to Brooklyn Winery on our anniversary, even if it is the new location, but the more I thought about it, it's not like what sentimental value does it hold? Like, yes, I'd love to go eventually, but why not go to like a restaurant I've really wanted to go, or like maybe something a little more special for anniversary?
Yeah, I like that idea. And Missy is amazing.
Yes. But I was just texting you about this earlier. I'm like struggling a little bit with anniversary gifts if you want to go along with the theme, because year one is paper. So I'm thinking like tickets to something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If Dan listens to this episode, I can't spoil the gift, but I have one gift that's not in theme. And then I like really backtracked because I don't know, like after many birthdays together, Christmases, you kind of like get a vibe of what the other person's going to get you. Like you have a frame of reference, if especially for me in this relationship for years, we've never had a wedding anniversary. So I don't know, like what's the price range? Like I'm kind of back into these like awkward early dating scenarios where I'm like, I don't quite know what gift to get, which kind of like relates to our episode today.
Yeah, that's actually such a good question. This is so hard because I guess, you're right. Different milestones call for different types of gifts and like different, like, would you usually say for a gift for you and Dan, like a Christmas gift is on a different level than a birthday gift? Or do you usually get like around the same thing?
It really varies. I think usually around the same thing. Maybe Christmas, you get a lot of multiple different gifts. Birthdays, I feel I've done more experiences. Like this year was more of a milestone birthday. So we went on that big trip to San Francisco and Napa, and I got him tickets to the 49ers game. So that was big, but that was bigger. That was like definitely a birthday thing because that's not something, it was like totally for him. If we do an experience for Christmas, I feel it's something we would both do, and like maybe more material items because you get like a lot of stuff and stocking stuffers.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I've been thinking about what to get Sean for Christmas, and I feel like I've been kind of thinking about the range of what he spent for my birthday, but I don't know if it's like the same thing. I really have to think about this. We did put a question box up last week about gift ideas for Christmas for men, for the men in your lives. And people gave a lot of good ideas, but I will say like a pretty heavy constant was like experience type gifts and then like some smaller things. So I like that idea. Yeah. Like especially if you guys actually have stockings and you can get like a few little things for them to open day of, but then maybe like the bigger gift is some type of experience type thing.
I think in the past we've each gotten each other like a few different gifts, like different ranges of prices, like definitely like clothes or shoes, or like he got me an away bag, or like 1 year he got me my mini Uggs. I feel more like material stuff I get on Christmas than a birthday is usually something a little more special or personal, like a massage, something like that.
Yeah, I think I totally agree, especially if you're in like a long-term relationship and you've been dating for like, I don't know, everyone's different, but I would say like 6+ months in like an actual defined relationship, that's when you would like really get more of like a substantial gift. It doesn't have to be like a huge thing, depending if it's like literally just been 6 months. But I think anything less than that, I would just say something small. At least like that's the vibe that I've gotten in the past.
Yeah.
Smaller clothing items like socks and a beanie or like something like smaller things like that.
Right.
And then if you've been in a relationship for longer, then something bigger. I'm looking at some of the suggestions people gave. Someone said beer of the month subscription, which I love that type of like subscription box thing. Like people will sometimes do like a gold belly subscription if you don't live in the city or like a major city, or you like food from somewhere else that you want to be able to order together. Beer of the month, like wine of the month.
Subscriptions, gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm. I love a subscription gift. There's one I get from my dad every single year. He loves. Oh, well, sometimes I'll rotate with my dad. Sometimes I get him a Murray's one because they have like a cheese of the month club. And they'll send him like all these different cheeses, or there's this like Spanish one that will send like all different Spanish like meats and cheeses and like spreads and things each month.
That's an amazing gift.
It's so good. They like sit down and enjoy it and like feel the same way about beer or wine subscriptions if they're like a beer drinker or wine drinker. So great rec from that person. Someone else said tickets to a concert or team that he likes, something to do together, like a concert, comedy tickets. A guy said, don't buy perfume by yourself or do it with him. Okay, so don't buy them a cologne. You don't know if they're going to like it. PSA.
That guy's gotten a bad cologne gift. A bad cologne,
yeah. And then you feel like you like have to wear it.
It is a very personal thing to give someone, especially if you like truly don't know what scent they're into.
Yeah. Do you wear perfume?
Yeah, I wear Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. Wait, which Chloe? Yeah.
I think it's like the standard one.
Okay. I sometimes will wear that too. That's if I wear one, that's what I wear. And I was in a period of time when I was wearing it like every single day and I really liked it because I feel like I had like my scent, but then I kind of stopped and now I'm wondering if I should go back to that one or if I should get something different.
Who knew we had original scent?
It's funny because when you said it, I actually realized that I did know because I saw it in your bathroom last time I was over your apartment and I was like, oh, Mia uses this too.
Yes.
And then other people said, my boyfriend just wants socks and boxers. I honestly think those are like really great like gifts, whether it's like more of a stocking stuffer part of your gift or like I said earlier, something on its own.
My mom, I don't know if this is weird, but I'm one of four girls and my mom would always get us, we all wear hanky panky thongs and my mom would get all of those would be in all of our stockings and I That's like without so if there's like a year that she doesn't give them to me like I need to re-up myself. I don't know, it's just such a I feel like any of those gifts that like you definitely need and you want but it's not something even if they're a little pricier like a nice brand of underwear or socks you're it's not on your top of your list to get for yourself to like splurge on something so every day that that's what makes it such a good gift like you're obviously going to use this and I love that it's a little elevated and nicer of a brand that I might not get for myself on a whim.
Yeah, I could not agree more. That's such a good way of putting it because I feel that way even about something like a water bottle. Like if you get like when like Swell water bottles were like such a thing or like the Yeti like mugs or whatever. And now it's like, what's the one that everybody's upset? Like a Stanley.
Get your boyfriend or girlfriend a Stanley this year.
Or like even luggage. Like that's the type of thing that like everybody needs it if you travel at all. And it might not be the kind of thing, like maybe even if you don't travel that much, you might not feel like you should invest in like Away or Base or like a nice luggage. But that's why like if somebody gets it for you, it's great because you know they'll use it at some point and they might not have gotten it for themselves. So that's a really good idea. There's a lot of good ideas in here. I think the moral of the story is what I'm learning from you is that as you're together for longer, you're like kind of set the tone for what type of gift you guys do together. But if it's your first holiday together, there's no shame in asking them what type of gift you guys are going to be doing.
I was going to say there's no shame in aligning on a price point.
Maybe I should do that with Sean. I was like, this weekend I was a little bit stressed about doing my Christmas list because I always feel like I have to because my family does lists and they send them to each other. Like I have four sisters and we do a Secret Santa. So we each pick one of like one sister and that's what we do for each other. And then of course, then we all get gifts for our dad and our mom. And then there's a bunch of nieces and nephews. But I always feel like the list has to be done by past weekend because it's like when all the sales are happening. So you feel kind of bad if you send it after that. So I was like at Sean's on Saturday and I was like really stressed about my list. So I was like just narrating the whole time I was making my list. So I gave him a lot of good ideas for what to get for me.
That's genius.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Tell your partner what you want disguised as making your list for your family.
Yeah. Or ask them what you want. Cause that's what I was doing. Right. I was like, what do I want for Christmas? Do I mention things that I want? Cause whenever it comes the time to make a list of things I want, I can't think of anything. So he was giving me like a lot of really great ideas. And I'm like, oh, I guess he has been listening to the things right. that I want.
Honestly, this isn't going to help people right now as December is approaching and holidays approaching. But throughout the year, I will keep like a note in my phone for things that I hear Dan talking about. Mm. So I can remember what he wants or has mentioned he wants. And I do that for myself too, because then when someone asks me, or even when like Black Friday, Cyber Monday approach and you feel kind of like pressure to get stuff while it's discounted, but I don't want to just buy things just to buy them or put things on my list just to put them there. So I like to at least be a little more mindful of it and have a list going of things I'm actually in the market for.
Yeah, that's actually like my number one hack for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I was just like writing about this because I was writing so much deal content last week for work. And I like always make a note. And sometimes I usually forget until like the couple months like leading up to it. But if you're doing it the whole year, it's even better. Of just things that like I really want, but I don't really necessarily need right then. And then when all the sales come around, I just kind of cross-reference and go to that list and see what's on sale. And if it is, then I'm like, okay, so now mm-hmm. is an excuse to buy something I knew I already wanted, yeah. even if it wasn't on sale. So I love that tip. Does Dan buy, like, does he buy clothes? Does he go clothes shopping, like, often? Or do you help him buy clothes? How does he dress himself?
He buys clothes, like, for every 20 times I buy an item online, he buys one thing. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely not, like, okay. buying himself a lot of stuff. He sees things on Instagram sometimes, or, like, he'll get an Instagram ad and, like, be interested in, like, certain items. But I usually give him a lot, like for Christmas, that I have given him a lot of clothes. I used to be really into Madewell for men. And then I have a friend who works at Bonobos. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I got really into looking at that brand for men's Ooh. Clothing. And right before our honeymoon, he looked there and got so much stuff and he loved it. Everything fits really? Amazing. And he's obsessed with all of the clothes there. And ever since, Bonobos has been a place that I've gotten like lots of things for Christmas or his birthday or anything. So I feel like I do a lot of his shopping, but now he has like Bonobos is one of his go-tos. Like he would go on their site and like actually buy stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I said Instagram, he'll like see that he'll get served ads for like sales. And I think that will bring him to a certain site to get stuff. But he's not by no means like browsing a lot to just get new stuff. It's like usually staples at certain times of the year.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the same as Sean. He'll get served some stuff on Instagram and he'll like find a new brand that way. Earlier this year, I got a couple of items from Outer Known and he loved them. So I had that kind of like flagged as a brand that maybe I could buy stuff for him. But I also was looking at, you know, the brand Faherty?
No.
They're on Shopup. And I feel like I always see their Henleys. Oh. Like I love a Henley.
Love a Henley.
I was thinking about that. I'm definitely going to get a few clothing items because I do feel like that for at least if yes. Dan and Sean are like a representation of any other guys, I feel like that's something that men don't really just like
right.
spend their time like buying clothes throughout right. the year. They kind of wait for like their moms to buy them for them for Christmas.
That's funny. I see like people talk about that all the time, that their partner's moms do their shopping. And I don't think I've never in the years of knowing Dan, I've never seen his mom buy him a piece of clothing. Is that an outlier?
Not for Christmas or his birthday?
I don't know. Not really.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah. I feel like every mom does that. I feel like that's when men, like you said, that's when men get like their underwear and like their socks.
Yes. Yeah. I mean that for sure. I guess he's just relied on his like girlfriend to buy him clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to hear if you guys are in relationships where your boyfriends or husbands shop and what the best men's clothing yes. brands are. Cause I'm definitely yeah. curious. I feel like it's like almost like a whole new thing to explore as a shopper. Men's clothing.
And then like I get really into it. I'm yeah. like, these are good brands. This is like a great style. You need more of this. I'm like, wait, I don't need to fuel my like yeah. shopping and consumerism through you.
Yeah. So we are talking today about family and holidays, bringing someone home for the holidays, whether it's for the first time, introducing them to your family, and all those things that come up a lot this time of year. I feel like it is a time when like, even if you haven't spent a lot of time with each other's families, it does become a question of like, are you going to go home for Thanksgiving? Are you going to do part of the holidays with them? Just like off the bat, I would say my take on it is like, if you both have your own family traditions, then like you should just continue doing that until you're like,
right.
I don't know. I personally would say like engaged. And then that's maybe when you start talking about like splitting things up. But if one of you like doesn't have family close by or doesn't really celebrate that holiday or doesn't do something big, then I feel like it's like perfectly normal and like great for them to spend the holidays together. Or maybe you have a lineup of holiday activities and you can like make it to some of the other persons if you're in like, if you live like locally, like close to each other, like even right. in high school, I feel like
I was just going to say
over to my high school boyfriend's at the end of Thanksgiving to like spend the end of it with him and his family. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, yes, I agree. I think like someone actually asked us how long to date before spending holidays with each other. And they gave time frame of like 3 months, 6 months or a year. And I think and we asked and most people it kind of came in like majority of 6 months to a year. But I feel like it's so dependent on how long you've been together and so many circumstances, like you just said, like if you're really serious and you've been only dating 3 months and someone doesn't have plans for the holidays and it's so like normal and they're integrated with your life and it makes sense to bring them on to your holiday, then I don't think you should say, oh no, it's only been 3 months. But there are so many ways I think to kind of incorporate someone like that. Like, yes, my college boyfriend, we lived close to each other and we would spend our holidays with our families, but drive to the other's house for dessert or something, or maybe we would split up the day. But I don't think anyone should feel like required to like do on and off holidays of like this Thanksgiving will be at my house and Christmas will be at yours until like you're engaged. I feel like have your own family traditions and don't feel pressure to do that swapping with your partner.
Yeah, I agree. Wait, when you're talking about your college boyfriend, are you talking about the person you dated for like 8 years?
Yes.
I was going to ask that if you guys, because I realized I didn't know, like if you guys did spend holidays together at all. But I guess I wasn't like thinking of the fact that you were from close to each other, like your families lived close to each other. Yeah. So is that what you always did, kind of join part of it? Or did you ever like swap holidays or swap years or something? Because you were together for so long.
Yeah, I'm honestly blanking. I know that throughout college, I think as early as our freshman year of college, we lived like 25 minutes, a half hour from each other. So I think the first year we were dating, we had already met each other's families. And I think we like did dessert at the other one's house or whatever. I don't think we ever spent full holiday. No, absolutely not. I never didn't spend a holiday with my family to go with.
Right. That's what I think is most important. And it's a completely different story if you're not close with your family or if you don't have like holiday traditions that you love or whatever it is. But I think we did another poll where it was like, have you ever broken up with someone soon after bringing them home for the holidays or spending the holidays together for the first time? And like 32% of people said yes. So like, I just don't think you need to rush like leaving your own family holiday to go to theirs or like having them come to yours instead of going to theirs. I really do think that it's like dependent on what your plans are and what the deal is there, because I feel like you might regret it if you like didn't spend the holiday with your family and then this isn't a relationship that lasts. But at the same time, because Sean and I have talked about this like a lot, just because family is like so such like a big deal to me and like I'm really close with my family, I think you should like at least experience these specific things with the other person's family before. Like, I guess it doesn't have to be, but like, I would personally say like before you're engaged, like that. And that's why I said earlier, like if there's like a big holiday lineup of activities, maybe they come to one, because I do feel like ideally, or maybe they come to like a bigger holiday birthday party, or maybe they're just like at a few weddings. So the way it lines up, I just feel like it's important to like be around the whole family and like experience the family dynamic if you are really close with your family, like before you guys commit to getting engaged, if that's like something you want to do. I just feel like that's a part of what the rest of your life will be like that you would probably like want to see. Not like you're not going to marry someone because you don't like their family parties or whatever it is, but like I do think it's like a depiction of kind of like what being married to them will be like.
I agree. I think, and I'm the same as you, family is very important to me, and my family getting along with and knowing my partner has always been important. And even before Dan and I were married or engaged and actually like, we'll do Thanksgiving with my family, the next holiday at yours, and like actually swapping, I was still bringing him around. Like, we have our summer house, so my whole family's there, and those weekends feel like holidays. Or like New Year's Eve, which is kind of like a lesser holiday you don't need to share. We would be together for that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's just you want to be dating someone. And when you do go, I think we were just talking about this, when you do go through the next steps of living together and getting engaged and getting married, like I wanted my family to know this person very well before taking those steps.
Exactly. I feel like that's what's so important to me. And I do feel like you can meet everybody's siblings and parents at like separately or like go to things. Like I feel like meet them in smaller situations, but I think it's really different to see how somebody will fit into like the whole family dynamic.
Whole dynamic.
Yeah. So that's something that like I feel like I personally would want to know before like taking that next step. So everybody's different, but I do think that those are conversations that are like important to have with your partner if this is someone that you like picture being with long term.
For sure. And I also agree that the first time you bring someone home for the holidays, it probably is a little overwhelming and stressful for the person. We've even shared graphics on our Instagram about like making those moments a little easier and setting your partner up for success and setting your family up to know exactly what your partner's like. Topics, shared interests, things like that, just to make the introduction and the time spent together a little easier and take the nerves off of everyone.
Yeah, I agree. So we're going to answer a couple questions on this topic to dive deeper into some specific things that have to do with meeting the family, whether it's around the holidays or not. Somebody asked, I wanted to know what you think about this because I answered this on Instagram. Somebody said, I'm worried my family won't like my new boyfriend and he's anxious about meeting them. What should I do?
I wonder what's making her say that and if there's something specific she has in mind or if her family just kind of errs on the side of judgmental or if they're the type that's like, no one's ever good enough for you and no one's going to please them. So I'd want more context into that. But if there's really no reason, nothing, no red flags for your family, like welcoming in new people and nothing really in particular that you're worried about specifically. I think like it's going to be a nerve-wracking experience. I'm sure this person who's writing in sounds a little anxious, but kind of like what I just said, like prepping your partner for all of the people they're going to meet. I think you want to set them up for success, give them like a little like spiel about each person so they know what each person's like to talk about, things like that. And I would give your family even a little rundown just so it's not like you're broaching like awkward topics the first time you're meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say you should definitely be talking them up to your family beforehand, yeah. Like you set them up for success. But my initial reaction to this was, I don't know if it's like how it was phrased or just like how I read it or whatever. I don't know. It was just kind of a red flag to me that you're worried they won't like them. Like it wasn't like,
right.
If it just said like, I'm nervous about introducing my boyfriend to my parents. Like I really want them to like him or something like that. Then I would have felt completely differently. I would have just been like, nerves are normal. But just something about the, like, I'm worried they won't like him was just like a strange, it almost made me like, maybe you should stop and think like, why you're nervous about that. And like, do you like him?
Like, yeah, no, that's an amazing spin on this. I feel like that question, this girl might be projecting her own insecurities onto this person or onto her
situation.
Yeah, on the situation. But I do think this raises like such a dynamic with your family because you might love and totally be like so happy with your partner and so excited about them and ready to introduce them in other settings. But I do think there's so much baggage when it comes to family, like things I said before, like maybe your parents are really judgmental of anyone not like them. Maybe your partner's like a little different than anyone you've ever dated before. And I think there's so much just like inner work there that has nothing to do with your partner and more to do with like how you cope with like coexisting with your family and kind of being able to live without all of their opinions and judgments and feelings on you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so happy you said that because that's like exactly what I was thinking, that it's such a normal thing for anybody, whether you're in a relationship or not, that like maybe going home for the holidays like stresses you out because maybe you're single and you're worried that like what everyone's going to think, or like maybe you, I don't know, going through something like, I don't know, I just feel like the way your family sees you for a lot of people who are close to their family, like really is like has a lot of weight to it. And when you're dating someone, they're kind of like an extension of you. Like this is the person you chose to date. Yes. And the person you chose to bring home. And I feel like I see so many people that I know who, if I'm like, whether it's friends, family, whatever, who like are bringing their partner around other people, they could be married for like 10 plus years. And they still like, I'll sometimes feel like the partner says something and they kind of make a face like they're embarrassed that they said that. Or like, maybe like they like swear in front of the family or like they say something that you're like, oh my God, like, how could you say that? But like, if you were in your own environment, you never thought anything of it. But because you're around other people, you're like, what are they going to think? So it's such a normal feeling to be like nervous about how other people are going to perceive them because it's how they perceive you too, because you're the one who's bringing this person home.
Right. I don't know if everyone relates to that, but I completely do. And I know my sisters do. And this is like, this is just something that we've talked about and something I've talked about in therapy. So I personally can relate to it a ton. So I imagine other people will as well. Honestly, a lot of that was, I did need help in therapy from that of just like, how do I kind of separate other people's feelings and my own? Like, I don't have to feel like cringy or embarrassed if something happens in this social setting that I'd be totally fine with on my own. Like, why am I viewing every interaction through the lens and eyes of the people I'm with, like my parents right. and my sisters?
Yeah, because like you can't, I feel like it's very common to like censor yourself a little bit around your family and be like that version of yourself that you know won't like elicit some type of reaction or like you think they'll like the best, but you can't really like censor your significant other. Like they're just showing up as like who they are or like who they show up as around family. And so like, that's just like an uncontrollable variable. So I totally get why that makes someone nervous, like bring someone new around family or someone you've been with forever. Like you might spend time with your family and then like start to question things about them or like start to feel like, wait, think about like what, be annoyed by them. You might like leave the situation like feeling annoyed with them. And like, I think it's like important to think about like, are you actually annoyed with them or are you just like feeling insecure around your family because you feel like they're being judged or like, or something like that?
Yeah.
Also some of the little things I mentioned were like, if someone says something that you feel like is like the wrong thing to say, like, I feel like it's probably you're thinking about it way more than like everybody else there. Like they probably aren't like holding on to that one little thing that bothered you or that you thought they said that like other people judged them. I just feel like it's way more in your head than anyone else's. So that's like, I feel like all those things came to mind when I was reading this question. Like,
yeah.
First, like an opportunity to examine your relationship of like, maybe there are things about this person that you see as a red flag in general, or is it something that you're just kind of like nervous about your family because you don't want them to like judge the person and you want to like,
yeah,
obviously you want them to like the person that you're with.
It truly is exhausting to feel that way though, because like you said, that was the way I was going to say it too. You try to control every single aspect and interaction and word that comes out of your partner's mouth. And it's just like, you can't, you can't do that. And even thinking you can or trying to or getting worried about it is just like draining. And you're not going to even feel present with your family. Like you're going to come out of that interaction feeling worse no matter what, whether something actually happened that would make you feel uncomfortable around your family, or if you're just worrying about it the entire time. So it's so much of like just accepting and just being like confident in yourself. And I know a lot of that comes back to like needing external validation, I think, from friends or family. Like you want them to approve, especially if that's been the dynamic your whole life. But that comes down to just trying to like let go of the need for any external validation and just knowing that you are happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm also curious what you have felt like in the past going into situations with like other people's family, because I'm not saying this is like that I'm like better or I like don't get nervous, but like, I, of course I'm like, I want them to like me, but I feel like it's just something that I like can do is like just be myself and like and I love talking to new people.
Right.
And I also just like meeting someone's family. If I really like them, like I'm really excited about it. Cause I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to see like what they're like around their family and like what their family's like and like put a face to the name and all of that. So like I go into it like more excited and I feel like during it, I'm like having fun and I'm like not really thinking too deeply about it. But then afterwards I'm always like, oh my God, I hope they liked me. And I'm like waiting for them to say something of like, oh, my family loved you or like what. So I think about it way more like after the fact, but I'm curious like what you're like, because I feel like you don't ever, when you've gone and met like Dan's family, I don't really remember you ever being like, I'm so nervous to meet his family or anything like that.
I was definitely nervous to meet his parents for the first time, but similar, like I don't really get that nervous meeting families. Because I act myself, I think, but I am a shyer person and I don't have a huge family. Like I have two first cousins and they live across the country. So my family gatherings have always been super small. And yes, I have like a lot of sisters and now with their husbands and kids, a big group that was maybe intimidating to bring a significant other over for the first time. But I'm not familiar or like I don't have so much experience with like a 30 person Thanksgiving or like this huge group. So that I do remember being like a little intimidating when I first went to like his Christmases, because it was so many people and I do tend to be shyer and they're a loud group. So I feel like I would be a little more reserved or just like, yeah. And that's kind of my personality my whole life. Like I would tend to be a little quieter and just observe and let a lot of other people, like I wasn't like holding court and telling stories. It's like group of 35 people.
Yeah.
But I think this is what helped Dan with my family too, like starting like smaller one-on-one relationships or one-on-one conversations that would make me feel more comfortable. And then yes, as like time went on, years went on, I was able to like find my voice a little more in this sea of people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. I think that makes a lot of sense. So it just goes to say that everybody's like, everyone's different and everyone like interprets things and approaches things differently.
Yes.
I would say like based on how I tend to feel in these situations, another piece of advice for this person is like after he meets them, give them a little bit of positive feedback too. Like set them up for like feeling more confident going into the next situation. Like
yes.
If they meet your whole family and then you don't really say anything about like, oh, this person said this, or this person really liked you, or like, or that went really well, then they're just going to be like super nervous again going to the next thing.
I have a question. If you introduce someone to your, like you introduce your new boyfriend to your friends or your family, if they don't text you or proactively tell you that they love them, like, does that mean they don't? Like, is that a bad sign if the people you introduce your partner to don't proactively text you, tell you, let you know that they loved them?
Yeah, I honestly think that it is. Like, I think, but then I know everyone's different. But like, if I met, like, any time I've met any of my, like, friends, new partners, family, I feel like it's been so long since I've met, like, a new family member, significant other, because all my sisters have been married for so long. But like, anytime I meet somebody new, I always text the person after or tell them after, like, I like them so much. If I didn't, then like, I really, not that I really didn't like them, but like, they didn't leave much of like an impression. Like, I don't know. I feel like
right.
I can't remember a time when I never like actively didn't, but usually I like, am so excited for my friend that I like want to let them know I really liked this person.
Yeah.
So I do feel like it's like kind of a strange thing that's happened to me before where I'm like, oh, that's weird. Yeah. They didn't even say if they liked him or not.
I can totally see how that I would expect the same. And I feel like I would then overthink the silence of like, so-and-so didn't tell me they liked him. Like, what do they think? And then I would like stew in that. Yeah. I do feel like it totally depends on the person. But
yeah, I've met some of Sean's friends. And after, like, I've met a lot of his friends. And after some of the meetings, he'll say nothing.
Yeah.
And after other ones, he'll be like, oh, so-and-so just texted me and said, like, it was great meeting you. And like, so then I'm like, okay, so they really liked me. But the other ones, I'm like, did they not like me? Or did they just like, are they, guys are also different. So maybe a guy right. wouldn't, like, would Dan text his friend and be like, hey, I love so-and-so. Like,
I don't know. It might come up the next time that you see each other. Yeah. So I don't think I would be like, devastated
family,
if a text didn't come in. I agree.
Yeah.
I think you always like have like, a debrief with your parents, like a phone, the next phone call, at least they should say, I loved meeting so-and-so. Then if not, then I know I would be worried, but I guess, I mean, it doesn't need to, it's not science.
Yeah.
The best case scenario is the family member telling you specifically how much they like you. And like, I'm so happy to meet you. I think that happened to me, which was felt great. I think like if you like someone, let the people know. Don't hold back.
Yeah. You can tell if it's going well too. Like I feel like you can tell during it, but some positive feedback afterwards, definitely recommend. Should we do one more?
Yes. But in the same realm, if you're going to your boyfriend or girlfriend's family party, what to bring to the family. So this person asked gifts to bring to the boyfriend's family holiday party. They don't drink or like flowers.
This question made me realize that I didn't bring anything when I met Sean's family. And then I started to feel like, oh my God. But then I realized we did bring like a gift for because his brother has a daughter. So like his niece, we brought something together for her. So I feel like that's kind of something, but I really was beating myself up over it because like, I feel like I've given this advice so many times and then I just didn't bring it. It was not a holiday. Right. It was just like us going over to their house, but still.
I think for a holiday, it's like a given, a definite to bring something. And then like a casual visit to someone's home, if it's not for like a meal or something that they're like doing for you or inviting you to, then I don't feel it's completely necessary. It's nice, but I wouldn't like feel bad that you didn't bring something.
What if you're going out to a restaurant, like with somebody's parents to meet them? I feel like you wouldn't bring anything there either.
No.
I think you're right. If it's like a meal at their home, like if they're having over for dinner or like if they're having like a family brunch, maybe you bring, I mean, this person said they don't drink, but if they do, you bring maybe a bottle of wine. If they don't, I feel like, I mean,
dessert.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like some type of dessert or chocolate or something like that, or a candle. I feel mm-hmm. like are the best things yes. to bring, especially around the holiday times. Those are yes. just such safe gifts.
Yes. I love that. And no, I met Dan's parents for the first time out at a restaurant for brunch or lunch, and I didn't bring anything to that. And I think the first time I went to their house, I probably brought like dessert. I know one time I think before we were engaged, I actually did spend Christmas or Thanksgiving with his family because of COVID. Like my parents were like someone had COVID, so I couldn't go home. So I did spend a holiday at his family before mm-hmm. engagement. And I did send, I sent a bouquet of flowers to his mom to thank her after the holiday. So I might've brought like a dessert at the time, but I did send something a little more special. And I feel like in the shuffle of people coming for holidays and bringing stuff and everyone's arriving with food and wine and this and that, like your gift might get lost in the shuffle. So if you really want to make an impact, I recommend like, yes, bring something small, but following up for like a big thing, like she hosts had me over for Christmas, I sent flowers and a thank you after the holiday.
Yeah, I like that idea because I was actually going to ask what you thought about flowers. I feel like for some reason it's like awkward to just like show up with flowers,
right.
But to send something afterwards, I think is really nice. Like sending a flower arrangement to their house after some type of like yeah. holiday or meeting them.
I don't know. I hope it was a nice gift. I think she appreciated it.
I do think wine, chocolates, dessert,
yeah.
candle, some type of like, I don't know, aroma thing, yes. like anything like that. Yes. That's like a, yeah, those are all really good to bring.
Yeah. Speaking of gifts, I remember like, think early on, even like before when Dan and I were just dating, his family had a like immediate family secret Santa. Mm. So I early on was involved in that. We're like, we got a name generated. Like I got Dan's brother's wife and I had to get her a gift. And I feel like I knew her well, but like not so well that I felt comfortable picking out a gift. So if you get involved in any of those, I think ask for some help. I think we were adding like a list, but I feel that's like a little more pressure. And I always would ask Dan for like a little help to make it a little more personal than just like a safe gift.
Yeah, I totally agree. I loved all these questions. We have like even more we could answer about family and holidays and everything. So we'll have to sprinkle those in over the next few weeks as we're answering some longer questions. But this was a great episode just to get in the spirit of the holiday season. This time of year is like supposed to be fun spending time with your family. So if you're feeling anxious about bringing someone new around them, just like we said before, like set them up for success and just try to like enjoy it and don't put so much of a heavy expectation on like how everybody will feel.
I agree. And everyone's so busy. I doubt everyone's dissecting your new relationship. So just have fun. Keep it light. I love setting up both people for success. So the meeting yeah. is like seamless and nice. And yeah, let us know how it all goes.
Yes, please let us know how it goes. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll put up another question box this week on Instagram. But again, if you guys do have a longer question that you want us to answer, feel free to send us a DM on Instagram or email us to hello@wearemostlybalanced.com. Give all the details, screenshots of conversations, whatever it is. Actually have your advice. I need to get your advice on a friend situation. I'll save that for next week.
Yes.
But we love those longer questions so we could really dive into it.
Yes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.